Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is high noon, coming to you from the great state of Texas, transmitting against tyranny worldwide. Continued open phones throughout the full 3 hours today. We'll have for about 30 minutes the lawyer who's broken the huge government involvement news concerning Oklahoma City will be joining us with new revelations coming up in the next hour. Let's continue with your calls. Let's talk to Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you, Alex, for having me on. You have my sincerest regards concerning what you're doing there, and I think you're an American hero. This might be out in left field, but I keep hearing this animal ID thing, and I keep hearing something about the mention of registration. And I'm sure you're familiar, and hopefully the listeners are familiar with, you know, the automobile registration, which occurs in every state, in which is effectively where you turn your vehicle over, you turn the legal ownership.
And then you get a receipt of the deed, a receipt of the title.
You turn legal title over to the state, and you receive equitable title.
Let me explain how this works. And cops listening will laugh at this because they don't know. But any lawyer worth their salt or any constitutional scholar knows this. It's admiralty law, which the modern name is administrative law. It's a contract that you then, it becomes a privilege because you become a ward of the state with the license. And, again, Supreme Court rulings, state rulings, you have a right to travel. But in 1918 was the first case. They said automobiles were new and were not the general and agreed upon conveyance. So they couldn't tax horses and things like that, but they could tax cars because the argument was they were messing up the roads. These rich people have cars. Let's make them pay a fee, and then that's how it began.
Right. And basically, with this registration of the animals, it could possibly be the exact same thing.
Within 2 days that a cow died, or if you don't announce that a chicken died, you have to report all this. This is like April 15th, 365 days a year. There's auditors that come out to your property, and if you don't announce that, it's a $1,000 day fine for each infraction. But, so somebody with 200 chickens or somebody with 30 cows, that's the average, about 35 cows, people, by the way, that have that just use that to pay the property tax. They don't even make money off the cows, okay? In fact, most people that got 300 acres and 40, 50 cows, they end up going out of business because you can't even pay the bills for the property with that, and then they go work jobs at the power plant or at the prison or as a postman or whatever, or cowboying on three or four other ranches to try to keep your own family property. Believe me, folks, I've lived through it. I don't want to go off into it. So it's land rich, money poor. And so you've got to have a $10 tag per chicken, a chicken that's worth $4. Now, Big Agra wrote the law. They don't have to have tags on any of them. They have premises IDs. But I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you, but I just want folks to know. Go ahead.
Well, it appears then that they own your cow. They have legal.
Yes. No, it's the end. And look, it's the end of farming and ranching. You think it was gone already? No, it's over. And there's no law. They're just saying it's a law, and the people are complying like cowardly pieces of trash.
Can I mention, there is a fellow who you may be aware of. His name is Alfred Adask. He's been reading law for about 23 years, and he would be an absolutely wonderful guest.
I need to get it. I believe I had him on about 4 or 5 years ago. I need to get him on again. Very, very well. He's out of Dallas.
He's wonderful. He has a wonderful way of explaining how we have all been transferred voluntarily out of public law into private law, and how all our municipalities are literally just more than corporations all linked together in a form of like...
Now, that's all true. The problem is that people think you can do filings and things to disprove this. They just send men with machine guns to kill you. They don't even follow their own laws. 30 years ago, they did. Now it's just lawlessness.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. We're live, ladies and gentlemen. 8 minutes, 17 seconds into this second hour. We're going to go right back to your calls. Ron, John, Skip, Jenna, Todd, and many others that are patiently holding for the next 10 minutes. We are joined by Penny Langford. And we are honored to have her on with us, District Political Director for Congressman Ron Paul, right here in the great state of Texas. Down there by Rockport is their offices. Makes me want to go fishing, just hearing the name Rockport. And she's going to be one of the keynote speakers tomorrow at the big Texas Independence Day rally. This isn't a rally just to wave plastic Texas flags. This is a true rally for Texas to survive and not be swallowed into the North American Union, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the Animal ID, and the whole shooting match. And Penny, thank you for spending time with us today.
Thanks, Alex, I'm glad to be here.
You have a lot going on with Ron Paul getting ready for his big presidential run, don't you?
We're pretty busy, and you know, an exploratory is when you put your feelers out and see if you have a name ID and basically a chance to actually, you know, run for president. And we have been overwhelmed with, you know, contributions and names of people who want to help.
And Lou Dobbs two nights in a row.
Right, right. You know, we don't get much coverage from ABC and CBS and things like that, but with the activity on the Internet, you know, the thinking people, they are being forced into recognizing Ron Paul. So it's really great.
In fact, there's been a controversy. Four big websites were doing presidential polls, and Ron Paul was winning all of them by like 80%, 65%, and so they've been pulling him off all the polls.
Right. You know, matter of fact, a reporter called us from C-SPAN, and they said, you know, how come he's so popular? And we basically just tell them, because these are people who can read, you know, and also, you know, he's the only one who voted against Internet regulation. He is for freedom, and people know that. And so, you know, they're like, oh, really?
Is well, Penny, I'm not just saying this. You know, I've supported Buchanan in the past and others, but he's not perfect. Ron Paul's pretty much perfect. You don't find a perfectly cut diamond routinely in a stream bed, but here we have. He is a founding father quality, a perfect conservative libertarian voting record. He is the type of person who would be out there in the arena by himself, you know, 10, 15 years ago when he was in Congress the first time in the 70s. He has done so much and held back so much that I just cannot think of a better president. I mean, he would have fit in, you know, back in the 1780s. This guy is an absolute diamond.
Well, and I'll tell you why. The difference is very simple. You have politicians who are haughty and proud and want to be somebody, and then you have a Ron Paul who is a very humble man who wants to be a voice of the people and just discuss issues. He doesn't want power, and he doesn't want pomp. You know, you can see by the things that he does that most people never know about. You know, he's never taken a junket. He always votes against his own pay raises. He has rejected his congressional pension, and he has never, you know, been swayed by a lobbyist, a corporate lobbyist. So you can see those things.
But there's also a great, quiet, dignified power about Congressman Ron Paul. The haughty guys in the $6,000 suits dressed up like a bunch of strumpets are just jokes. The Texas legislature is even worse. They look like a bunch of ninnying cheerleaders. I mean, Ron Paul just really has that quiet strength. And let's talk about the congressman. Getting to know him personally all these years yourself, what type of person is the congressman?
Well, I was telling you about our offices a while ago, and this is an explanation of just his character. You know, if you go into an office of one of these other congressmen, you would see expensive pictures on the wall and expensive furniture because you're paying for it, you know. Congressman Paul has a very small office, private office when he comes home, and it looks like a library because he's an academic. He's not a politician. A lot of people will say, you know, he just doesn't have the charisma. He's not out for charisma. He is out on a mission, and that's to keep the liberties of the people of this country. You know, looks is not... Matter of fact, this is another good thing, a great thing. Back in the 70s, when he ran for Congress first, some reporter took a picture of Newt Gingrich's Cadillac and Ron Paul's little green Ford Focus, right, parked in the same parking lot. Because, you know, the American people are paying for the transportation, and he figured that he was going to be as tight as possible with the American people's dollars, right? Well, that made the front page on several major newspapers, and it was very embarrassing to a lot of the people up there in Washington. But that's his point, you know. This is supposed to be an office of service, a service to the people. And when government gets out of control and starts feeling like I can spend all your money that I want to, there it becomes tyranny.
Well, I've read the letters by George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and others in government when they were paying for their own wine and beef for parties.
Mm-hmm. Right, because they knew that it was the people's money. Well, and tomorrow, you know, we're going to be drawing a line in the sand on government tyranny again. You know, that's what we do here. So we're going to be talking about the animal ID and, you know, just some other things that are a complete tyrannical broach of the people's right to private property, whether it's the trans corridor or, you know, gun rights or tagging your animals, of which, you know, I've got another great story about how in Katy, which my family has got a background in rice farming, Katy, Texas, the EPA comes in and says, you know what, we've got a new animal protection Endangered Species Act, and we're going to start shutting y'all down if we find any of these endangered species. Well, people are very creative, and when we started reading the list of the endangered species, many of those animals on that list became extinct species. So you see that government does not always work in the way that it's supposed to when you restrict people's freedoms.
Well, 3 years ago they caught them in Colorado bringing in animals that didn't even live in the area and then releasing them out of cages and then claiming, oh, look, we've got an endangered animal in this area. I mean, it's a total fraud.
Yeah, it is. And it pits man against animal. And man is always the smarter, you know. And that's what happened on the Katy Prairie. You know, they came in and they said, oh, these beavers are endangered. Well, you know, we had created that that beautiful place for those beavers to roam. Well, soon there were several beaver pelts on a lot of office floors in the farm economy in Katy, because you know we were not going to let them take our property. And you know, you cannot come into the agricultural world and say, I know how to run your business better, because we've been doing it for years. And you know what else? The Texas ag people are armed. So I think that we're going to give them a run for the money on this animal tagging thing.
Well, I've been to some of these Trans-Texas Corridor meetings and animal ID meetings, and it's prominent people getting up saying, I'm armed and I'm ready to start shooting. I mean, I don't think the government and these foreign corporations and the Spanish company grabbing all the roads and the payoffs realize, Penny, just how angry they've gotten people.
I think they do. I think they do know how angry we are. I think they just underestimate the enforcement power we have. I think that that's the problem, because you know they slide these things under the door, like the Trans Corridor. Nobody even knew about it.
They told the legislature they couldn't even see the agreement. Now
right.
The legislature is. I mean, it's incredible.
Oh, it is a farce, and so when the people find out about it, they think that it's already too late. You know, the contracts are signed. There's nothing you can do about it. Well, that might sound all good, but when you come taking people's property, they're going to be standing at the gate with a rifle.
That's where the rubber meets the road.
That is exactly where it meets the road.
Penny, right in the 2 minutes we've got left, what are some of the issues you're going to be giving your speech on tomorrow?
Well, basically it's going to be about, and I had told Judith McGreary, who is from FARFA, who is, you know, one of the hosts of this rally, I told her that I would really like for people to hear about the corporate end of it and how they deal with the members of Congress, whether it would be in the Texas legislature or the federal legislature, and how these huge international corporate lobbyists just absolutely hammer the members of Congress. And if they don't have the strong character needed to stand up to them, you know, they cave in.
Well, here's an example. The AP reported over $150 million spent last year trying to end net neutrality.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's, you know, billions of dollars spent up there in Washington, D.C., hammering the legislature. And, you know, if you look, and you can see that there are many members who, after they retire, what do they become?
CEOs. Board
yeah.
members.
Yes.
Well, here's an example. Take LCRA. They've got a bunch of people in the legislatures, daughters, sons, cousins working. And I know people that work at LCRA that people just collect paychecks. And there's all sorts of little ways they do this.
Right, right. And they think that nobody sees it and the people won't know about it. And for the most part, they're right. They get away with it because, you know, it's not in the media, and people don't dig for that information.
Penny, are you going to be part of the parade as well?
No, I've actually got a couple of meetings before. I'll be running through my district. Matter of fact, you'll be interested to know that we have just, we'll be awarding a gun tomorrow in Wharton County. But I will be there from about 2 to 4:30, and I'll be happy to be a part of it. And I hope that everybody will, you know, come out and really, you know, protect the rights and the property rights of these people who will be
absolutely
abused.
This is real Texas independence. Tell the congressman I said hi, and God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow, Penny.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Take care.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that our founding fathers gave us a Republican form of government? Why is all you ever hear from our leaders is that we're a democracy? You can receive a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told the truth about why Russian communism seemingly has fallen? Why did our government let Mikhail Gorbachev come here? You can receive a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
All right, I said open phones. Let's move quickly through them, then I'll get into the latest Iran developments as well as the big BBC ongoing cover-up concerning the collapse of Building 7, which just gets bigger and bigger because of their ongoing attempt to spike it and cover it up. I want to thank them for doing that, and I mean that. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron. And, Ron, where are you calling us from today?
I'm in Canada.
Welcome, sir.
First off, I want to say you good old boys keep fighting the good fight. Next off, you got to understand, it's like a Monopoly board. You put too many players, too many superpowers at the Monopoly board, the game gets out of balance. Now, I saw 9/11, I was sitting at home just like everybody else, all wrapped up in the shock and awe of it, and I didn't really figure it out. But over the past year, I started watching these soldiers posting stuff on YouTube, posting stuff on Google. You can see how they've been brainwashed into kill, kill, kill. Iran, same kind of scenario, where if you take it and you put it into a game board kind of atmosphere, if it's like a Risk or Axis and Allies game, it's all about Iran. It was never about catching all these other things. It was about trying to strategize.
It's get into Iraq, and the Pentagon said that. It's get into Iraq, use it as a military launch base to go into Iran, get the French benefit of tens of billions every month in no-bid contract profits, and cut off the oil flow, which then jacks up oil prices for record profits.
Well, ain't it funny? Like, look out throughout centuries. Mankind's rulers have always tried to rule with an iron fist. It's funny how the word tyrant came from Greece, where the tyrant...
And now you tell the general public there's tyrants. They go, there's no such thing. It's never existed. Government is only good.
Yeah, exactly. Now, USA and Canada, you know, how free are we really? You know, once the banks and the money, and it's not your money. You know, paper, that's all it is. There's
that's
no
right. They've got control of the real assets. Now they're trying to get physical control over us, and that's the real fight.
Well, it's all about the brainwashing, Alex. And there's good brainwashing because you're getting the real word out there, and then people start to, the sheeple, I should say, start
well,
to
Well, brainwashing lies to you, teaches you not to think, tells you to go to sleep. So I wouldn't call what we do brainwashing. We're trying to ignite bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere, as Thomas Jefferson said. We're trying to ignite people to simply become conscious and look around them for themselves.
Yeah, well, that happened to me. I heard one of your programs, and then I thought, you know, well, he's got the voice. He's really passionate about this. Then I watched the Loose Change, and I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know about Building 7. Now, it's kind of funny that, you know, I watched your little Building 7 clip there, and it just really goes to show, like, I've been showing that to my friends, the ones that said to me, oh, Ron, why do you want to put so many knots in your stomach worrying about what the world's government today is doing? You know, the fact that the teleprompter is what's ruling the news media, the fact that we got Anna Nicole Smith hogging up more time than other things on CNN, and all these other
That's
things.
Right.
Look at global warming, okay? When you got to think about it, it's all a money grab. Because the fact is, I remember watching programs 5 years ago, maybe 7 years ago, the Earth is changing its rotation. It's getting a little bit closer to the sun. Same way the dinosaurs died. The Earth, I would assume, I might not be right, but I would assume that the Earth probably got a little bit further away from the sun, therefore the Ice Age. You know, it's... There's so much money going.
Sure. Let me let you go because we got to move on here. But really, the Earth is at the same distance from the sun. You may be talking about its axis, its tilt towards the sun. That does change over time. They believe over millennia, but there hasn't been a proper gauge of that. But for the last several hundred years, they have been getting accurate readings on radiance of the sun, and it's at record radiance. And if it keeps growing in this current cycle, it will double any previous recording for brightness. And if that happens, things aren't going to be going too well. And a global tax isn't going to help us. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Tennessee. You're on the air, John.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, a couple things. One thing that's very important, I heard you bring up that Digg was censoring 9/11 Truth.
Yes, well, they admit they are.
Netscape is much worse. I've caught them at it. I even got an email from one of the people that work at Netscape where they even admitted it. I mailed some of this information to you. I remember.
Send it again. Send it to Aaron at Infowars.com.
Okay. Because even like when Kara Storm went to the first front page of Netscape, they've actually deleted all the comments on that. There are like 400 and something comments. And it's really getting ugly. Also,
oh, yeah, Google knocks us off. Netscape, I saw that when it happened. We actually linked to it. We linked to it when it went to the front page. Yeah, I mean, this is what they do. And Digg's the same way, but then they lie and say they're this democracy and anything goes. Total bull.
You know, what's funny is when I was talking to this person that worked for Netscape and I called him out on the censorship, he's like, well, you have to understand censorship only applies to democracy, and Netscape isn't a democracy. Of course, that's a lot of doublespeak because they pretend to be under democracy and everything. Another thing that was that there's something.
Hey, stay there. I want to hear the rest of this when we get back, and I'll go ahead and cover the censored story. It's big, and it's because we're beating their hind ends. We're winning, and I tell them just keep censoring losers. Just keep people are learning about it. They're finding out what you're trying to keep them from getting. So just thank you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
We do live in extremely interesting times. You know, Lenin was extremely evil. I want to make that clear when I quote him, but he was right about several things. And basically, to paraphrase him, he said there are times in human history where more happens in weeks than happens in 100 years. And we are living in that time right now. Technology is doubling faster than every 2 years. Tyranny is expanding. Liberty is expanding. They're on a collision course. And here we are, we've proven that our government is completely criminal at the top, Democratic and Republican, owned by foreign military-industrial complex banking cartels that staged 9/11 and have staged other events and are preparing to launch World War III. And we're here trying to fight it. And the government has prepackaged propaganda for the liberals and their little false reality. They've got a prepackaged false reality for the neocon followers, and we're just here covering the facts. I'm going to go back to your calls. In fact, let's just do that right now, and then I'll, well, after I talk to this one caller, I'll get into the censored story and then into more calls. Let's go back to John in Tennessee. John, finish up your other point.
On the one thing that you guys can do to help us, I know you have the DIG API for syndicated voting. Netscape also has that same product. I'll email this to Aaron also, and that'll help us to beat them there. The other thing was PBS about a couple of weeks, about maybe a month ago now, came out this big propaganda story pushing chips to be put in people's brains. If you go to Google Video and do a search on Worldwide Mind PBS.
No, I know. It's going to end depression, and if we just all have our chips, it'll be okay.
But yeah, and it's so interesting. They had, like, I heard you mentioning Alex Huxley, the guy that did Brave New World.
Aldous Huxley, yeah.
Right. They brought up a hologram of him, and he was like the old codger that just against technology, and they bring up this trendy young woman that's just talking about, oh, you're just afraid of people understand knowing your opinions, and this is so wonderful because we know everything because we're all wired in this worldwide mind.
Let me comment on that, and I appreciate all your great points. Send us that video clip. I haven't seen that particular one, but I've seen CNBC pieces and others that are basically identical. We know the MO. They go off a script. But I knew what their plan would be to promote this. I get emails going, how did you know? Are you an insider? How did you know this would happen? In January of 2000, the Pentagon released, that is the Federation of American Scientists released, the Pentagon confirmed, but said that it was classified and shouldn't have been released, the plan to implant every person on Earth with a chip in their brain. And I'd go on there and I'd say, you know, this is 7-8 years ago, I'd say, folks, this is hard to believe, but it's really, this is their plan. In fact, it's in my book, Descent into Tyranny. And they said, we will use trendiness. We will use the youth to push this and sell it as the new stylish thing to do. And we'll also make people take it for security reasons for certain jobs, and we'll make prisoners take it. And by 2025... it will be the military's job to make sure everyone has been implanted with their brain chip. Now, folks, they're not playing games, okay? And then no one had heard them promote chips at that time. They're like, are you crazy? I'm like, hey, it's just the Army's own documents. And then now it's all over TV, all over radio. And what, then in 2003, Time Magazine for Kids, two different issues I've seen, but there was one that said, your parents are scared and backwards and afraid of the future, but you're not. You know how great a chip under the skin will be, how you'll be able to interface with your friends and have safety. I mean, you send your children to school, where Time Magazine has Time for Kids, and it talks bad about you. And so that's how it is. You're the body mod group, man. You're into the trans... post-human, you're down with it. And the cartoons and the movies and, you know, you're just so rad. Oh, my gosh. Ooh. You know, that's the whole attitude. And, you know, those backwards people just don't get how cool it is. It's Pentagon propaganda. Do you like being propagandized? Do you like... The government found out in the 60s that... they could fund the drug culture, and they could fund the counterculture, and say it was counterculture, and then you would go do it. Now, I'm not knocking people that got tattoos and dreadlocks and whatever floats your boat. And that's how you show your different kind. But if you're not different on the inside, then you're not really different. But see, they tell you, go put horns on your head, have them implanted, go... you know, have 14 nose rings and you're different. And then, Alex, why don't you get hip, man? Why don't you grow your hair out long and wear trendy clothes instead of, you know, T-shirts and blue jeans? Number one, I comb my hair straight back in the morning. It takes about 15 seconds when I get out of the shower, and I brush my teeth and floss, and that's about it. You know, it's kind of like I'm a fireman and the fire alarm goes off, and I squeeze my sleep in, and I... get to work. So that, number one, that's why. But people do pay attention so much to that. Maybe I should dress trendy or something. It's just not in me. You know, being authentic, getting real is what's cool. And when you don't want to be cool is when you are cool. When you don't care about being cool is when you are cool. Okay? It's that simple. And so let's get past the images of being cool and what the media tells us is cool. And let's try to survive here, okay? because people think I'm so cool. I'm not trying to be cool. I'm trying to survive here. Sometimes I get chills at night and really get concerned and you know, physically feel the danger. I mean, I'm in a race against time. And I, that's what it comes down to. In the final equation. And I'm not just knocking the trendies. You know, the young trendies. The worst people are, and I'm not saying, this is all delicate here. I'm not saying having a Cadillac is bad. I like how some of them look. Nice cars. I'm not saying having good transportation is bad. I'm not saying liking your car is bad. I'm not saying having a golf membership is bad because golf's fun and they're beautiful courses and it's a great outdoor sport. I'm not saying having a country club membership is bad. But if that's your God, all you do is feel powerful because of it and you feel like you're part of the elite and you get out there with your buddies and you're not worried about the country and you just make jokes about them Arabs and you can't wait till we hit Iran and it's what's got to be done. And I mean, again, you're part of your own little, I'll tell you the group that's the worst, and I'm not saying people on motorcycles are bad. Most of my friends have got motorcycles. But it's the yuppie lawyer, 50 years old. It's always the same type of person. And I'll be walking down Congress with my wife and children, or I'll be out at the lake about to go fishing, you know, when I get a chance maybe once a year. And I'll be in the parking lot at the boat docks where I'm going to fish with some friends, and it's always a big $80,000 Harley tricked out and a big guy on it who's got some yacht. So I've seen them park and get, you know, go get in their yachts. And they'll drive by and go, "Hey, Mr. Black Helicopter, why don't you leave the country, huh?" And if my family are with me, I'll go, "Hey, come on back. Come on, let's have a discussion about this. You don't want me to." Now, that fool, because he's got $5 million in assets and $1 million house and a $400,000 boat and an $80,000 Harley and a mistress and a wife and five kids, thinks he's the elite. Hey, buddy, the elite is worth over, one family's worth over $300 trillion. Okay? You're nothing. Your money's been devalued by half. The stock market's been devalued by half, but because of the money inflation, you don't even know that. You're a joke. You're a joke. You're a joke to this country. And you've got your little biker outfit, and you've got your yacht, and it's all real funny, and your life's good, and so you don't want to worry about Texas. You probably are part of some contract for some toll road. You know, a lot of these people are on the payroll of this whole thing, and it's cute. It's cute, isn't it? And it's these same phony conservatives that will go, "So what if we're turning into Mexico and they're getting rid of the borders? That's just change." And I've had high-powered lobbyists walk up to me. One time I had one of the biggest politicians in Texas walk up to me, and he said, "This will be off record, won't it?" And so I said it was off record, so I'll never tell you his name. He even gave me his card, and he said, "What are you? Of course you're right about it all, Alex." He just projected confidence and friendliness and sparkly eyes, old man. "Alex, why, you're not going to help these people. You know how dumb they are. You're trying to help them. They don't want your help. The best you can do is join the system and then try to mediate in it and work with both sides and help yourself out. Why don't you give me a call sometime?" And I've gotten calls from similar people back when I first started, folks. They're looking for anybody that sticks their head up, just like the Rockefellers tried to recruit Aaron Russo. And that's when you know how real this stuff is. When they're sticking cards in your hands and saying, "Yeah, it's real." And, you know, they know how to hit you, too. They know that this is a thankless job. They know that the public generally is dumbed down. And they know how, with that elitist attitude, to go, "Well, you're sardonic, too, Mr. Jones. You know, hey, you know more than they do. Why don't you just use that against them? They don't want your help, Mr. Jones." See, that's the devil's lie. "Oh, you're not going to help the world. It's the way it's always been. Just protect yourself and your family." That's what Nick Rockefeller told Aaron Russo. "You know you can't help them, Aaron. They don't want help. Just protect your family. Join us. We'll take care of you." And that's when you know how real it is. when you're sitting there and people have got a contract with over $1 million they're offering you to go basically join the New World Order and be a neocon. And, man, you go to the average person, the average talk show host, and you go to them and you offer them that much money, all they're thinking about is a big house and cars and status. Who cares about all that? Now, if you can make money honestly and doing the right thing, sure, live in a comfortable house, drive a decent car so it doesn't break down, but I'm not there polishing my car and strutting around and trying to, you know, like a peacock. And that stuff is low level. That's not what life's really all about. Life is about honor and building things and doing the right thing and standing up and being strong and defending the weak. If you don't have an instinct to stand up for women and children, you're not a man. That's what men are supposed to do. It's not anything special. I'm nothing special. And you've just got to believe in yourselves and believe that if you ask God to empower you, you will be a leader. And that's what we need, because ideas are bulletproof. And if you just simply step up to the plate and get in the arena, you're going to get stronger, you're going to get better, you're going to get more confident, and it's going to lead to great things for this society. And true service, and true commitment to service. And they know a lot of you want to serve, so they have fake groups that are these charities that are really funding the destruction of our country, who put out nice propaganda, and then you go and you join them. Or, oh, help girls not get cancer. Come help be grassroots lobbying arms to push the human papillomavirus. Or, oh, come join the Red Cross. We help people. Really, they give money to anti-gun groups and steal the lion's share of the money and are an intelligence operation. And by the way, that's been certified for over 100 years. The International Red Cross is a global intelligence operation. It was the Red Cross brought Lenin his $25 million in gold when the White Russians were beating them in 1917. Not bashing you that went and volunteered for them and handed out soup. They do a little something. But that's just for looks. That's just for appearances. That's the only reason that's happening. All right, shifting gears. I'm going to go back to your calls here in a moment. Censored, media blacklist, BBC fiasco, Google dig censor, 9/11 truth. News 24, timestamp video disappears from Google Video despite the fact it's under 30 seconds in length and clearly constitutes fair use. The new video from a separate live BBC feed where they announced Building 7 fell 20-something minutes before it did. Dig lets small minority of morons decide its content. No, Dig's already banned us before, and I told Paul, and then he remembered that, and it's even worse than that. And our stuff's up 1 minute before they take it down. So it's Dig itself. The crowned kings of censorship, Google, have pulled the News 24 timestamp video that shows BBC reporting the collapse of Building 7 26 minutes before it happened. Meanwhile, the establishment media continues to ignore Building 7 farce as a whole, including the inconceivable notion that BBC would have mysteriously lost all their 9/11 footage. Despite the fact that the clip is under 30 seconds in length and clearly constitutes fair use, Google yanked the video last night after it was prominently featured in our article yesterday. We have replaced the video with a YouTube composite of both the Jane Stanley footage and the new BBC 24 clip, but for how long this stays active remains to be seen. So what you do is you grab it and save it and post it on your own little systems. Google and the BBC have a cozy relationship and are currently in an advanced stage of talks to content share on Google Video. This could explain why the original Stanley footage was yanked from Google within hours of becoming popular on the Internet Monday afternoon. It seems the BBC are extremely incompetent when it comes to looking after their own archive tapes, but remarkably proficient about getting any embarrassing material scrubbed off the Internet with the eager aid of the Don't Be Evil Google. By the way, a bunch of other BBC clips have been left up. Hey, those will be up for 10 years. It's just the stuff that embarrasses them. Because there needs to be, and grand juries need to be calling people in and saying, who gave you that information? Aaron Brown of CNN, all the people at BBC. I mean, they didn't just have her on there saying it had collapsed. The news readers in London were announcing it. Then they cut to her with a lower third already ready. A graphic was created. the neocon operatives and their followers, because it's a snowball. Not all of them are agents, but the agents put out the first disinfo, and the parrots, the idiocracy crowd, then parrots it and snowballs it. They're just saying the video's all fake, even though BBC admits it's real. And they're also saying that the timestamp's fake, and they're saying the time zones are wrong. And it's just incredible. It seems the BBC are extremely incompetent when it comes to looking after their own archive tapes, but remarkably proficient about getting any embarrassing material scrubbed off the Internet. With the eager aid of the Don't Be Evil Google, they compose a forbidding tag team of censorship. Recall that Google bizarrely wiped a leading mainstream news website from their search engine altogether after China complained last year, simply because Space War had carried articles mildly critical of Google's beloved communist Chinese paymasters, for whom Yahoo have also shopped numerous dissidents who have ended up in China's re-education labor camps. Some have been killed. Yeah, they rat you out. It was also Google Video that were caught on numerous occasions resetting views features for Alex Jones' Terror Storm and other 9/11 Truth films to prevent them from entering the higher echelons of the charts and going viral. We'll come back, get to more of your calls. Stay with me.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing product you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. Going straight into hour number three here in just a few minutes. Continuing with your calls and a special guest. Part two of the expose on the Oklahoma City bombing as that unravels as well. No, first the BBC started trying to jerk all the videos of their reporters reporting that Building 7 had collapsed, and then even giving the reason it had collapsed. And then they tried to expunge the entire record. Then they tried to deny it. Then they said, okay, it's true, but we lost all the tapes. And then now it's being censored all over the place. And that convinced a bunch of people that weren't convinced before. Because they're watching it in real time. And they're seeing it happen. And that's the thing. If we can just get people to get involved and start investigating on their own to witness this stuff for themselves, they'll be able to see what's happening. I mean, it is hard to believe there's massive censorship and control and operations and disinfo and the government blew out Building 7. But they did. It's not just this BBC clip. It's Larry Silverstein, the owner, saying it, slipping up. It's all these firemen and police and emergency workers saying that they were told to get back. The government was going to blow it up. So billions of people have heard Building 7 discussed, and now they see this, and then they see the cover-up. The story would have been big, but nothing near its size. Literally, it's 100 times bigger now. The biggest thing I've ever seen in the 9/11 truth movement, dwarfing the C-SPAN stuff, dwarfing the Charlie Sheen developments. It's the biggest thing ever, and it's because they tried to cover up. And they're going to continue. And when they start arresting and killing patriots and trying to shut down the web, which no doubt they're going to do, they're arrogant, that's going to help even more. Just like the Alamo helped. Be a great, fire starter, a great trigger point. Look, we're going to win this. If we just don't stop and we go 110%, it's like getting in a fight. The guy that thinks about how to win the fight and thinks about different moves to make, and he's going to lose, folks. It's the person that charges in 110% with, you know, just the guerrilla attack pattern is going to win 9 times out of 10. And we just got to throw ourselves, our weight against the New World Order, all of us. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Get aggressive. Put on your war face. Give us a war cry. And just tell the New World Order, we're coming. Just, we're coming for you! Just let them know. Just dig deep. Get fired up. Know you're going to win. Envision it in your mind's eye. Take action! Before I end this hour, I need to drop in here and tell you that if you want to support us, if you believe in what we're doing here, you need to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and you need to go to Secure Online Video and Bookstore Shopping Cart. You need to get Terror Storm and American Freedom to Fascism and 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions and Loose Change Second Edition and all the other books and videos we carry at InfoWars.com. And we got new little FM transmitters to plug in your computer and broadcast a show to your office or part of your neighborhood. We've got shortwave radios, so when you're out of your AM or FM area, you can listen, or when you're on vacation, whatever. Or as backup, if the internet goes down. We've got T-shirts and baseball caps with messages exposing the globalist. It's all available at InfoWars.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. They can answer your questions, tell you about the specials, different products when you call 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me. I'm Alejandro Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget, PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, all 15 of my films, weekly TV reports, everything, thousands of pieces of media. You can go download them in super high quality and burn them to disk. It is an engine, a factory of resistance. Power to the resistance. Long live the fighters. Death to the New World Order. We shall prevail. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.